Good evening and welcome to another edition of News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And we've got that covered. And today, it's actually going to be another edition of Lighten Up Literally, kind of an emergency EFT session, if you will. Oh my God, we're going to bring you up to date on what's going on with this consciousness experience. Yeah, or not. Experiment with weight loss. My friend Sharon Allen and I are on this quest to use the power of our mind, or bloody well anything it takes at this point, to lose our weight. EFT wizard Brad Yates is standing by on the line to tap furiously on our stuff and issues this hour. We're going to do it together. Emotional freedom technique. Miracles can happen. Welcome back, Brad Yates.
Thank you so much.
Thank God you're here.
I thank God that I'm here.
We're all thanking God that you're here right now. I'm telling you, I have had such a rough time with this, but Sharon, on the other hand, is doing fabulously, swimmingly. I believe she's on the line. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Sharon.
Hi, Brad.
Hello.
Oh, there
Good
you are.
Good to hear you again.
Oh, how odd and strange. I can barely hear you. Usually you're so big.
Oh, great.
But she's not so big anymore, so that's the thing.
That would be it. She has been doing amazingly well. Now, this is the interesting part, is that we were eating exactly in the same manner. She was shrinking. I was growing in all the wrong places. I, on top of it, was furiously taking up 4 belly dance classes a week, feeling like, you know, I don't know what, the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man in a belly dance class. It was quite horrifying. And, you know, we're going in 2 different directions here, and yet doing the same thing, if not more. You have the same result. It's very, very strange.
Very interesting.
Yes, it is, but, you know, not fun for the one going in the wrong direction. So, you know, we had you on before. We've tapped out our issues. We've done the reverse speech thing. I've done my past life regression thing with Dr. Sharon Force. We have been doing everything over here. And, you know, that's why we thought, let's talk to Brad. See if we can both get back in the right direction here, because there's something obviously going on that's beyond the physical. Seemingly, if we're doing exactly the same thing, or if I'm doing exactly the same thing as Sharon is doing, but and more with the exercise, and having the complete opposite result, why?
So now, Sharon, what are you doing for exercise?
Well, I carried my weights home. No, I had attempted to start a weight training program, but it's made it nowhere. So other than diet and focus and mental stuff, I shouldn't say that. I'm going all day. I've been walking a lot more than I used to, parking farther away from things, sneaking little things in it. But as far as regular routine exercise, like Nicole with her belly dancing, I'm not doing anything.
Okay, but you are losing weight.
Yes, I've lost about 35, 36 pounds now.
Excellent.
Yeah. But that was just from cutting out all the sugars and processed foods and stuff. But Nicole did the same darn thing, and that's why her and I have been going over all these issues. Is it subconscious? Is it mental? Is it food allergies? What's going on with her? Because it doesn't make any sense, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, the one key critical piece of this, I can honestly say, I've been kind of going through the motions doing exactly the same thing, but I haven't felt like I believed it was going to work.
Ah.
And I have.
And she has. And so,
yeah. So, power of belief.
Yes. I mean, I knew I wasn't locked on, you know, the whole time, but I thought, well, I'll just start eating right anyway, and the lock will happen. And meanwhile, I didn't expect to puff up. I expected to maintain. Now the little crap voice in my mind's going, yeah, he's done lost on my weight. It's not fair. I'm working my butt off over here. That's not fair.
Let's jump in, shall we?
Oh, God.
And, of course, we're doing EFT. For those of you who don't know how to do it, you can find that out on my website, bradyates.net. It's an introduction to EFT, so we won't spend time going into that. Just stating, because this is on the radio and I have no idea who's out there and who's listening and who's doing what, you need to take full responsibility for your actions if you choose to tap along, because emotions are likely to come up. So it's do it at your own risk and take responsibility. if you choose to tap along. All right, are we ready?
Born ready, Brad.
Ready. Side of the hand. Even though it's not fair.
Though it's not fair.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And Sharon, you can dab along with this, too.
Yeah, Sharon.
Yeah. I am tapping.
Okay. Okay. Just couldn't hear you. Even though it's not fair.
It's not fair.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself. Even though it's not fair.
Fair.
I'm doing the same things.
Doing the same things.
As other people.
Other people.
And other people.
And other people.
Are getting better results. Hello? Oh, okay. It was silent for a moment. I was afraid I lost the line. Other people are getting better results.
Other people are getting better results.
And I feel obliged.
I feel obliged.
To base my happiness.
To base my happiness.
On a comparison to other people.
On a comparison to other people.
And if there weren't other people to compare to, I wouldn't be able to say it's not fair.
I wouldn't be able to say it's not fair.
Because the whole idea of fairness,
is on a comparative experience.
And I choose to be free of that. And even though it's not fair, I deeply and completely love and forgive and accept myself. And all these other people. Who are getting better results than I am.
Very better results.
Eyebrow point. It's not fair. Sadia, it's not fair. Anaya, it's not fair. Anas, it's just not fair. Anamap, it's so not fair. Colin, life isn't fair. Another arm, life isn't fair. Top of head. If you listen to Mike Dooley, eyebrow point of totally unique thoughts. Side of the eye, he'll tell you the same thing. On the eye, life isn't fair. On the nose, because the odds on the mouth are so stacked in our favor. Collarbone, it's beyond fair. Out of the arm, but we still have a choice. Top of the head, I have free will. Eyebrow point, unfortunately. Side of the eye, something in my unconscious.
Something in my unconscious.
Oh, yeah, it's throwing its weight around.
It's throwing its weight around.
On the nose, and overpowering my conscious desire.
On
the mouth. I say it's not fair.
It's not fair.
Collarbone. But when I say it's not fair,
on
the arm, that suggests, top of it, that there's some outside force. Eyebrow point, taking care of one person. Side of the eye, more than it's taken care of me. On the eye, when in fact, on the nose, it's all an inside job. On the mouth, it's all an inside job. Collarbone,
I get to choose.
On the arm, and something inside. Top of head is choosing differently. Eyebrow point, then I consciously choose. Side of the eye, what's going on inside? Anaya, what am I thinking? Anaya, and why am I not locking on?
And why am I not locking on?
I don't know. Why am I just going through the motions?
Why am I just going through the motions?
Colin, why am I holding on to this belief? Anaya, that it's not really going to work. Top of the head, because that's what's manifesting. Eyebrow point, I don't believe it'll work. Side of the eye, and that's what I'm getting. On the eye, it not working. I know, isn't that interesting? On the mouth, I can follow the plans. Collarbone, I can do the dieting. On the arm,
I can do the exercise.
Top of the head, and have it not work.
Not work.
Eyebrow point. Which really brings into question.
Side
of the eye, the whole idea of how diets work. Out of the eye. Diets work. To the extent that we believe they will. Out of the mouth. And to the extent that we allow them to. collarbone, but it's something inside of me. My arm is determined to keep the weight on. Top of the head. The diet doesn't stand a chance. Eyebrow point. The diet doesn't stand a chance. Side of the eye. Nor does the exercise. On the eye. Maybe I'll put on extra weight. I don't know. It's in muscle tone. I don't know. Because muscle weighs more than fat. Collarbone. But I'm going to put the weight on. Out of the arm. Because something inside of me. Top of that, you're still choosing to do so. Eyebrow point. What is this fear?
What is this fear?
Side of the eye. Why am I afraid to lose weight? Out of the eye. Because if I'm just going through the motions. I don't know. There must be a reason for that. Out of the mouth. Why won't I commit? Colin, why am I afraid to commit to this? Under the arm, why am I afraid to let myself go with this?
Why am I afraid to let myself go with this?
Top of the head. Where did this fear come from? Eyebrow point. What's it all about? Sadhya. I'm really asking my mind. Under the eye. Give me a clue here. Let me know. On the mouth. What are we trying to protect? Calvin, what are we afraid of? Why are we afraid to let this weight go? Top of the head. That makes us doubt. Eyebrow point. Why am I doubting this will work? Side of the eye. So when I say it's not fair, that comes from frustration. Out of the nose, because I see it working. Out of the mouth. I know that it works. Collarbone. So what I'm saying, it's not fair. I'm saying that to myself. Top of the head. It's not fair that other people can do it. Eyebrow point. And I can't. Sorry, why am I holding myself back? Why do I have more fear? Why do I have more blocks? I don't know, because that seems to be what's happening. Collarbone. I'm not enjoying it as much. I can't allow myself to enjoy it. Top of head. I'm just angry about doing it. Eyebrow point. I'm angry that I have to do it. Sorry, I don't want to feel good about it. It's an obligation. It's because society requires. That I be thin. Collarbone. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe I resent the whole idea of weight loss. Top of it, maybe I don't want it to work for myself. Eyebrow point. I'll show the establishment. Side of the eye, they want me to be this size 4. I'll show them. On the nose. See? On the mouth. All this stuff doesn't work. Collarbone, it just doesn't work. Under the arm. And who am I trying to get back at? Top of it. Is it society at large? Eyebrow point. Is it one particular person? Side of the eye. Somebody from my past. Under the eye. Who am I trying to teach a lesson? And why am I robbing myself? To prove a point. Collarbone. I'm not helping myself. I'm not making myself any happier. Top of the head, I choose to be happy. Eyebrow point. Regardless of the outcome.
Regardless
of the weight.
On the
eye. I choose to have fun with this. On the nose. There's no failure. On the mouth, there's only feedback. Collarbone, there's no failure. Under the arm, there's only feedback. Top of the head. Instead of getting upset, eyebrow point, instead of saying it's not fair,
instead of complaining,
on the eye, maybe I could just say, under the nose, on and on. Isn't that interesting? Collarbone, when she does this, mm-hmm. The weight comes off.
The weight comes off.
Top of head, when I do this, eyebrow point, more weight comes on. Side of the eye, so what's the difference? On the eye, it's an interesting scientific experiment. On nose, maybe I could allow myself on mouth to be interested. Collarbone, rather than frustrated. On the arm, and be happy anyway. Top of the head, and look for what's really the difference.
And look for what's really the difference.
Eyebrow point, she believes it'll work.
She believes it'll work.
And I'm doubting it.
I'm doubting
it. On the eye, all this doubt. All this doubt. On mouth, all this need to doubt. Collarbone,
all this need to doubt.
Under the arm, all this lack of enjoyment.
All this lack of enjoyment.
Top of it, I choose to clear it now. Eyebrow point, I choose to clear all that.
I choose to clear all that.
Side of the eye, at a cellular level.
At cellular level.
I choose to release it. On and out, from every fiber of my being. On and out, it's not working for me. Collarbone, it's not keeping me happy.
Keeping me happy.
I don't see how it's keeping me safe.
I don't see how it's keeping me safe.
Top of the head, at least not consciously. Eyebrow point. I choose to open myself up. Side of the eye. To a happier mindset. I choose to feel good. It's because
I deserve to feel good.
I'm not clearing any doubts about that.
Call
them clearing any doubts about that.
Any doubts.
All these ideas.
All these ideas.
Top of the head about why I don't deserve to be happy.
My
eyebrow point, especially around my weight. Side of the eye, any idea that I might have had. On the eye, that I'm too heavy to be happy.
I'm too heavy to be happy.
I'm too heavy to be happy.
My
mouth, I'm too heavy to be happy. Collarbone, tell that to Santa Claus. Out of the arm, too heavy to be happy. Top of head, I choose to feel good. Eyebrow point, I choose to feel good. Side of the eye, because happiness burns calories.
Happiness burns calories.
On the eye, misery puts them on.
Misery puts them on.
Misery packs on the weight.
Misery packs on
the mouth. Happiness heals. Collarbone, and I'm allowing myself to be healed.
Allowing myself to be healed.
On the arm at a cellular level.
At a cellular
top of it, setting myself free.
Setting myself free.
And take a deep breath. Where that was going, but it was it's always an adventure when I start. It's like, I wonder where we'll go.
Intuitively scraped off the top layer of crap.
Yeah.
I think a couple of interesting things came up. It was interesting. I'd like to find out firstly what happened for Sharon tapping through that, because she's essentially tapping, I mean, she's not in the same place,
right,
but tapping along with that. I'm
mm-hmm.
interested to see if anything came up for her.
I thought he hit quite a few points of different things, right? If I had a pen and I wasn't tapping, I would have made a list. But talk about the happiness. Nicole, I mean, she always bugs me because I'm always excessively happy. I refuse to be miserable about anything, or I try my best not to.
What a
I'm
great
happy
way to live.
All the time. And I think it's amazing how it makes me feel. And that alone, I think, does something huge. A couple of points I was thinking about. He said, needing to believe that it won't work. That's interesting, because Nicole is trying to grasp the very highest consciousness about manifesting anything with the power of our mind and our energy and everything, and I get it so much. But because of that, the physical and all these other things, she knows we can bypass at some level. And I get that, but because she believes that, she truly didn't believe that dieting would work or any of these things matter, and maybe that's part of the reason that it didn't work, whereas I, coming from a physical fitness background, believe that would work. How do you feel about that, Nicole?
Yeah, Well, I was saying to Brad before we went on the air, it was like it's like the darkness before the, I was gonna say before the storm. Shut up, lower self. Darkness before the light. Where, you know, in order to be able to buy out completely, right, of the whole cycle,
yeah,
that I had to go through this to really experience it isn't the food, you know? So there's an upside to that explanation, but, yeah, I can see that as being a possibility.
Absolutely, because then you might have gone through it, and if you lost the weight, you could have said, well, it has nothing to do with the metaphysical stuff.
Yeah.
It's just I exercised, eat less, and exercise more.
Yeah, you know, nothing going on here.
Yeah.
So it could be, I mean, that could be, well, that must be why it's happening. I mean, I've been shaken to the core of beliefs over this because in the last 2 weeks, we've been off the air with this as we've been guided in a whole new direction as I started to poof up like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Woman. we kind of had to regroup, you know. My God, maybe I've got some kind of, you know, disease or, you know, I started going right off track of where we originally started. And as we speak, actually, we're going to be having the people from WellTrack.com on next week. We're getting, you know, the full ream of blood tests for food intolerance and all of that. So we're having to go into 3D land and physical stuff and get everything checked out. And, you know, I completely rerouted things. But, you know, who knows? We're just going wherever this leads and on a self-discovery. So it's been a bit of a strange ride.
Actually, when earlier on, I mean, you were, when we first started talking about weight loss, before you started to lighten up conversation, you'd done a couple of things, and we had been tapping on the whole lock-on process, and you actually lost a fair amount of weight.
Yeah, well, I was able to do this a year ago for a short time. I did it myself. Didn't really tell anyone other than, you know, a couple connections that I was working with, like yourself. And I was only able to sustain it for a while, like to hold the energy. The energy was not just, I believe I'll lose weight. It's done. It's over. It's gone. I don't even feel it. Poof. And
right.
It just went half.
Now, were you doing the dieting and exercise then?
No. Well, I was eating healthy because that enabled me to lock on instantly as a tool. You know, it was like the part of locking on was acting as though you're already there. So, you know, a person who's locked on in that manner and healthy and feeling good wouldn't be eating 8 Big Macs or something, you know?
Right.
So you act as though you're already there.
Absolutely.
But it isn't the means to getting there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I wasn't doing any exercise at the time. I don't think I'd even, no, I hadn't even started the dancing yet. So, yeah.
And I think the energy, you know, what you think about, you bring about, and you totally believed you would do it, and your energy vibrated that. In this case, you know darn well, you just said, I didn't believe it would work, right?
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm locked off to the point of thinking, God, it's hopeless. I'm never going to get there.
Well, and part of that, and here's the thing, let's be tapping the collarbone point or tapping different points while we talk about this.
Okay.
Part of this whole thing of doing the whole, okay, I'm now eating and exercise for the purpose of losing weight, that in itself means you've locked off because there's now the weight to lose.
Yeah, something's wrong, I'm fixing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like hell when putting on my shoes is now an Olympic event again. It's just not right. You know?
Yeah.
It's coming from the discomfort and I got up today, I phoned Sharon and said, my God, I look like, you know, an alien. I look like I've got Down syndrome or something. My head's all swollen. I don't want to go out of the house. I'm like, oh, God. But, you know, as you were tapping through and talking about this sort of societal expectation of size for, it's definitely not about that. It's like, I really don't want to feel like this, okay? So
yeah.
I'm still coming from, I feel like crap.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know it's just, I mean, we've now demonstrated absolutely for a fact that we can be doing a diet from two different, completely different mindsets And, oh, I'm enjoying the irony, oh, universe, that I'm the one in the negative mindset, heart, heart. We've now documented the results.
It's your show.
That's because Nicole Whitney will go to any lengths to prove this. You are such a giver.
Yes, you're right.
And I'm saying it with a funny voice, but there's actually a lot of sincerity in that as well.
God.
I mean, you know, no one can doubt what you are giving to the world with the stuff that you're doing. And, you know, and so part of that is, and I think that we actually talked about that early on before you started doing this Lighten Up thing, that, you know, that there was, you know, the, you talked about creating something about weight loss. And so, you know, in a way, you volunteered yourself. It's like, did you read Mutant Message Down Under?
What?
There's a book called Mutant Message Down Under about a woman who goes walkabout in Australia. You've got to read this book. But and this Aborigine breaks his leg, and then they heal it, just doing energy healing, like a faith healing. And he says this person sacrificed his leg so that you could experience this. Not conscious, not like, oh, he went over and broke his leg, but at some energetic level, at some superconscious level, said, okay, this woman needs to experience this healing. And so it's, you know, that kind of thing. It's a sacrifice that you've made in order to do this. And likewise, going through this whole Lighten Up thing, if it was like, you know, after the first show, you guys called back and you were both like, hey, you know what? We both look like swimsuit models now. Then it's like, okay, so what does that say for anyone else who's trying to go through the process and is not getting that instant result? So,
well,
so bless you for doing that. Now,
luckily, I'm struggling along getting nowhere for the rest of the
going, getting nowhere for the higher good. Okay, so let's...
Oh, and another thing, I wanted to bring up a couple points. I'm assuming we're going to tap on a couple more things here.
Mm-hmm.
The two things that came up was, like I said, it was like my primary goal right now is to avoid the physical discomfort and pain.
Yes.
Well, not to mention showing up. Like, you know, in an hour and a half, I got to go to belly dance class. I do look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Woman, you know? I mean, good God, why doing a Turkish roll like that? But anyway, it's very unpleasant. And, you know, the physical pain, I mean, literally, Olympic events, putting on the shoes, okay? No, bad. And the other thing was, I was having a conversation with somebody earlier this week, and so many times we've heard about, you know, people that get into this acceptance place. You were sort of getting there a bit as far as loving yourself and feeling good and enjoying the process. That could be a helpful aspect to this, although I have to say I haven't been able to get there either.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, anything that comes through on that might
be. Yeah. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. And using the words you had used just a moment ago, say, I feel like crap.
I feel like crap.
On a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you feel like crap?
9.5.
See, we're lacking commitment here.
I know, I could go 10, but I thought I'll just turn it off at 6 just to make it look good for the show.
Yeah. Where in your body do you feel that?
In my gigantic abdominal area.
Okay. Side of the hand. Even though I feel like crap. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I feel like crap, I deeply and completely love and forgive myself. Even though I feel like crap. And the more I focus on that, the more I feel like crap.
In fact,
it's by focusing on the problem
that I've created more of the problem.
Whereas before, when I put myself in the space of the solution,
things were going swimmingly.
And I've done my good deed, by proving a point, and I'm willing to let it go now. I'm willing to move on. And even though I feel like crap, and deeply and completely. Love and forgive and accept myself. And anyone else, including Sharon, who's getting these great results. Eyebrow point. I feel like crap. Side of the eye, I feel like crap. Under the eye, I feel like crap. On the nose, I feel like crap. On the mouth, I look in the mirror. Collarbone, I say to myself. Under the arm, you look like crap. Top of head, you look like crap. Eyebrow point, and I feel like crap. Side of the eye, and all this crap. On the eye that I'm feeling. I was insane. On the mouth is what I'm focusing on. Collarbone, darned if I don't get more of what I focus on. On the arm, when I was locking on, top of the head, the fat didn't exist. Eyebrow point, it was an illusion. Side of the eye, and I adopted the habits on the eye of a slimmer, healthier person. I adopted the habits on the mouth of someone whose body felt good. Collarbone, and the outside circumstances on the arm transformed top of it to match the inner internal experience. Eyebrow point, which is how it always works. Side of the eye, but as I've been doing this lighten up experiment on the eye, I kind of went into it, I don't know, with this idea on the mouth that there's a problem here, collarbone, that needs to be fixed under the arm, so I locked off. Top of it, I was no longer in the solution. Eyebrow point, I'm now in the problem. Side of the eye, I have to do this. I mean, because there's a problem. I have to do this. On the mouth, because there's a problem. Collarbone, if I didn't feel like crap, on the arm, why would I bother? Top of it, if I didn't feel like crap, eyebrow point, why would I bother? Side of the eye, to some extent, on the eye, if people didn't feel they needed to lose weight, unless if they didn't feel badly about their weight, on the mouth, they're likely to lose a lot more weight. Collarbone, all this feeling like crap. Under the arm, I'm feeling like crap. Top of the head, feeling like crap. Eyebrow point, feeling like crap. Side of the eye, maybe I'll intensify that. Under the eye, I'm going to go belly dance in the mirror. I don't know, I'm going to make myself really unhappy.
I'm going to make myself really unhappy.
Under the eye, I'm going to make myself really unhappy. Collarbone, I want to make myself really feel like crap.
Under
the arm, I want to feel like crap.
I want to feel like crap.
Top of it, I deserve to feel like crap.
I deserve to feel like crap.
Eyebrow point, look at what I've done to myself. Side of the eye, I tell myself it's so wrong. It's so wrong what I've done. It's so wrong what I've allowed. I should feel like crap. Collarbone, I should feel a lot more like crap. I should be miserable. Top of it, I should be angry at myself. Eyebrow point, I'm going to get more angry at myself. Side of, because that'll take the weight off.
That'll work, because it'll take the weight off.
I can really make my body feel better. By attacking it. On the mouth. And in fact, on some aspects of dieting. On the arm are a violent act. Top of head, I'm trying to hurt myself. Eyebrow point. All this crap. Side of the eye, I choose to let it go. On the eye, I've been there. I know I've done that. I know I've got the t-shirt. Collarbone, letting it go now. On the eye, I'm tired of feeling like crap. Top of the head, I'm looking in the mirror. Eyebrow point, and saying that I'm fat. Side of the eye, I'm the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Woman. On the eye, which just isn't the truth. It's just an illusion. On the mouth, who I am, collarbone, is a magnificent child of God.
Child of God.
Under the arm, try that again. I'm a magnificent child of God.
I'm a magnificent child of God.
Top of the head. I am a beam of light. Eyebrow point. I am whole and complete. Sadiat, lacking nothing. Ana the eye. I am a gift. Ana the nose. I am a treasure. Ana the mouth. And when there's extra weight, collarbone, I can just tell myself, on the arm, there's just more of me to love. Top of it, because when I love myself, I have a point and treat myself with love. Side of the eye, I feel healthier. On the eye, I feel better. I don't know, it's easier to put my shoes on.
I
don't know, letting go of this crap feeling. Problem, because it's not who I am. Out of the arm, it's me buying into the illusion. Top of the head, and I've done that. Eyebrow point for the benefit of the listening audience. I've allowed myself.
I
to be taken away. I know it's from what I know is the truth.
What I know is
the
truth.
I don't know. I've made a career. Come out of introducing people. Out of the arm. To the uplifting, top of the head, and the unexplained. Eyebrow point, I know this stuff. Side of the eye, but knowing that stuff, on the eye, didn't provide the service. On the nose that I wanted to provide here. On and off, and I had to put myself through hell. Collarbone, and I sure hope people appreciate it.
I sure hope people appreciate it.
On the arm, but I don't need them to. Top of the head, I don't need anything. Eyebrow point. What I choose, side of the eye, is to feel good. On the eye, to treat myself with love. On the nose, and one of the most loving things I can do, on the mouth, is focus on good things. Call on focus on joy. On the arm, focus on love. Top of the head, focus on health. Eyebrow point, and lock back on. Side of the eye, to the truth. On the eye, locking on to the truth. On the nose, that I am divine. On the mouth, I am divine. Collarbone, I'm a divine creature of the universe. On the arm, whole and complete.
Whole and complete.
Top of the head, lacking nothing. Eyebrow point, there's nothing wrong here. Side of the eye, and I choose to live like someone. On the eye, who feels good in their body. On the nose, but I'm eating healthy food. On the mouth, I choose not to do it. Collarbone, because I have to. On the arm, I choose to do it. Top of it, because it feels good. Eyebrow point, it supports the truth of who I am. Side of the eye, vibrant health. On the eye, when someone doesn't feel like vibrant health, on the nose, they have a tendency, on the mouth, to eat unhealthy foods. Because what does it matter? On the arm, better to eat comfort foods. Top of the head, and the only reason they need comfort, eyebrow point, is because they've forgotten who they are. Side of the eye, an expression of love. On the eye, pure light. On the nose, pure energy. On the mouth, that's who I am. Called on locking back onto the truth. On the arm, I don't have to prove anything. Top of it, I don't have to do anything. Eyebrow point, releasing this need. Side of the eye, and just allowing myself. On the eye, to love who I am. On the nose, which is not the Stay Puft Marshmallow Woman. On the mouth, which is not the extra weight. Column, that's not who Nicole really is. On the arm, locking back on to who Nicole really is. Top of the head, or insert your name here. Locking back on, eyebrow point, to the real truth of who I am. Savia, a magnificent child of God. Aye, aye. So when I eat, I feed myself on about the way I would feed a magnificent child of God. Collarbone. And that's not what I would not feed the magnificent child of God fast food. under the arm, and when I exercise, top of the head, like belly dancing, eyebrow point, I do so, side of the eye, as an expression of joy on the eye, of having a physical body, on a nose that can move, on a mouth, I do so with joy. Collarbone, I've chosen a physical life under the arm. I choose to experience it physically. Top of head, and I choose to do so with joy. Eyebrow point, locking back onto the truth of who I am. Side of the eye, pure light under the eye, having a physical experience. And joyfully expressing that physicality. On a mouth, in how I behave, color, and how I think. On the arm, releasing the remaining blocks, top of the head, and setting myself free. And take a deep breath. Close your eyes, take a deep breath. And say, I feel like crap. If that was a 9.5 before, where is it now?
Yeah, 4.5.
Okay. Go back through it again. Some of these things take a while, but to knock that in half, hey.
That's not bad. Anything feels better than a 9.5, I have to tell you. Which was really a 10, but I was lying.
Well, if we brought it down to a 4.5, then we took it more than half down.
That's right. We're doing fabulously.
Sharon, what was your experience?
Oh, good. I'm all relaxed. I'm ready for a nap now.
We still got you there, Sharon?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you.
Oh, I said I'm all relaxed. I'm ready for a nap. I feel great.
As long as you feel good, Sharon.
Hey, feeling great is where it's at. Everything we do is designed to make us feel great. You know, even the people who are absolutely miserable, working their butts off to make a lot of money, is because they have this belief that that money is going to make them feel great somewhere down the line.
Hmm.
And they've forgotten that.
Well, that is it. We all want to choose to feel better in some way, and stepping into our power. I love this tool because you can clear this kind of stuff, like just get on with it, you know, in a short time. And get to the next level. It's so powerful what you're doing. So
changing that state.
Now, we've got 5 minutes to the top of the hour here, but I want to make sure that we touch on everything that we need to touch on and get you back on again, because I'm going to need, like, a tune-up in a while, I'm sure. I want to rock on, stay rocked on, and stay feeling good. So people can revisit this. They can visit you if they want to do private sessions with you, right? BradYates.net?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Sharon asked us last time, but we can do this every day if it helps.
I recommend tapping on a daily basis. You know, dental floss is used to get the gunk out from between your teeth. I think of EFT as mental floss for getting the gunk out of your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, use it on a daily basis. Doesn't do you any good sitting in your medicine cabinet.
Now, are you still doing the health teleclasses that you were doing?
You know, I haven't done that one in a while. It just had a hard time finding a time that was convenient for a lot of people. And someone else had asked about that recently. So, but I still do the Sunday morning tapping into abundance, and a lot of times it's the same issues, you know, the same kind of issues that are that get stuck in terms of weight. Are often for someone else would manifest as abundance issues. So we're often tapping on the same kind of things that people would experience, whether it's health or abundance issues.
It's also interesting, too, whenever I've tuned into those classes, which are great, by the way, I'll hear people, you know, you'll take a question and kind of tap on around for based on whatever one person says, and often I'll think, oh, I don't relate to that, but I'll tap on anyway, and amazing things happen where it starts out being that issue for that person, but something happens halfway through the round where you're just clearing stuff that is relevant, which is why I was interested to see how Sharon was doing this time, because here she's like, you know, Miss Happy Land over there doing you know, very well and tapping along to a round of I Feel Like Crap. I'm wondering if she had any value to that herself. Sharon?
Well, I did want to make a comment on that, and we've addressed this on shows before. It so ties into belief and energy and your moods. And something I wanted to comment on, like around Christmas, we originally said, right after Christmas, and I got through that, there was a little bit of stress with money, and I noticed I stopped losing weight. I didn't go up, but I had like 7 days I didn't drop a pound. And as soon as I wrapped my mind around the money thing and got rid of that and was in my light and fluffy space, it started to drop again. Now, this week, it's a different issue. It's not about money, but I was kind of feeding off of someone that's significant to me, how they felt. And it made me think about people that are in relationships when their partner is feeling negative or down or stressed, or they're just not getting the feedback, whether the person's questioning the relationship, whether they're not happy. It's amazing how much we pick off of other people, and we have to learn not to do that. So I had to snap myself out of it, but I noticed I actually went up a couple of pounds, actually 3 pounds to be exact, which I have not done since I started this experiment in November. And so now it's gone back down too, but I have to go down another one to get where I was at, whereas I've been losing 4.5 pounds a week. And I thought, isn't that interesting? I didn't change the way I ate. It was all about kind of feeding off of what the other person was feeling. And I thought, I have to put a stop to that right here and now.
Well, that's it. If you're feeding off that, that's junk food.
That's right. Exactly.
Interesting choice of words that you said. I'm feeding off of that.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And, okay, I'm gonna throw something out here and just be tapping while I throw this out here. You know, we say that people in our lives are showing up negatively, and we sort of take that on. Actually, we create our reality. So if someone in our lives, if we're experiencing them in a more negative way, that's an outward manifestation of something that's going on inside. So rather than us taking it on from them, it's actually started in us first. Now, not that we're creating their negativity. We're creating our experience of their negativity.
Exactly.
So it's actually a gift when someone does that. It's like, oh, okay, if they're showing up like that, there's something inside of me that's going on for me to heal.
I like that. That total accountability.
That's very true.
Yeah,
that's very, very true.
I mean, Ho'oponopono, it's the same, you know.
Yeah,
Dr. Lynn would say that.
What's amazing is that we can know so much of this stuff. I mean, it's just, I've been marveling at how disconnected I've been to this, because I thought, well, I know better than this.
Yeah.
I've done it before, and this is ridiculous, you know. But it's a good reminder of how it is on the other side, when you feel stuck, even though it's an illusion. So knowing that we are creating all of it, that's the place to start. I will be darn well locked on. Soon. That's all I have to say about that. And we're at the top of the hour, but thank you so much, Brad, for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
We need like a little EFT mobile with a little siren on the top.
You know, when I left my job to do this full time, and I was looking for, okay, how am I going to create this? You know, I didn't have a full practice, and my wife was understandably concerned, and I was looking for marketing, and I thought of, you know, like Ghostbusters. I thought of dressing up like a Ghostbuster, but calling it Stress Buster. Like going to the mall dressed like one of the Ghostbusters. And
who are you going to call?
Stress Buster, you know, have the little ghost, the Ghostbuster, you know, the Stress Buster with the siren. You know?
I love it.
Have you got anxiety, fears? Who are you going to call? Stress. My wife said, are you crazy? So I abandoned that idea pretty quick. Fortunately, it wasn't necessary. But
well, logo and siren or not, I will call you, Brad. And I encourage anyone listening, do the same. BradYates.net, we got to go. We're going to be back next week with the allergy people, the food allergy and intolerance people from WellTrack. Kim Kirk, I believe, will be here. And much more coming soon. JV Knight's coming on.
Cool.
Our day. Create my waistline. Oh, God. Send me energy, people. And we will be back next week to see how it's going. And thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks. Bye, Brad.
Bye-bye.
So that's it, and we'll see you guys on Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Have a good weekend, everybody.